The Suzy Sunday Brunch Show with Clive Hilton in the community. Supporting local charities, events and social initiatives that make a refreshing difference.
So on Suzy Radio, we talk about Crawley Open House a lot and some of the events that are happening. And today I'm quite fortunate to have been shown round by Ian Wilkins. Now, you've been working here for some 20 years, right?
Yes. Yeah, I started volunteering here 21 years ago. So in the kitchen, I started serving teas and coffees and I've never left and I'm still here. Yeah.
Wow. And your formal title is Head of Fundraising and Relationships. But of course, there's much more to it than that. What do you enjoy the most? So tell me, the 20 years, what's kept you here all that time?
The thing that's kept me here is the people who use our services and who live with us, because I just found that they're very, very similar to you and me, to be honest. And that's the thing I've learned, is those experiencing homelessness aren't in some parallel universe. They're your friends, my friends, our families, me and you, if we're not careful, you know? So I think that's what I've learned, is anybody's capable of falling through the cracks.
And how fragile the community is when that happens. And, you know, we're going to hear later from one of the residents and how Crawley Open House has been here for him. So looking forward to that. But, it's come a long way, hasn't it, in the 20 years? Tell me some of the key changes.
Yeah, we've grown with demand, really. I mean, it's funny, isn't it? We'd much rather put ourselves out of business, but there's no sign of that happening. So over the years, we've taken advantage of funding opportunities and added the number of beds. So tonight, 55 people live in a Crawley Open House bed, either in our hostel or in one of our move-on houses. 18 months ago, we opened our new resource centre over the road, so we were very fortunate to be able to buy a building over the road. So literally opposite our hostel is now our resource centre,
and we're going to take a look at the resource centre shortly and find out more. It's a brilliant facility for those that are still on the street and struggling. At the moment, we're sat in the hostel.
Yes.
And it's quite a mix of people here, residents here as well. How long does someone stay generally?
Average length of stay is about 3 months. Yeah, we've found that, you know, the main bit of work that goes on here is surrounding people with the care that they need to address some of the issues which got them here in the first place. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't happen overnight. So sometimes that process takes several weeks or months, so that they're then in a position to move on somewhere else. And so this is a safe place for people to land for a few weeks, but it isn't a permanent solution, and they know that when they come in here. So the main bit of work is we've got a brilliant team of people who surround the guys living here with the care that they need in order to move on from here in a few weeks or months. So.
And it's fantastic work that you do here. We're going to go through some of the services shortly. We'll also take a look at the resource centre. And if you're listening at home, different ways you can get involved, whether it's volunteering time, money, gifts. We'll cover that with Ian shortly as well. Thank you very much, Ian.
Thank you.
Something. 10:30 now on Suzy, and if you just tuned in, we are with Crawley Open House all this morning up until midday. We got the story from Daniel coming up. So Daniel's one of the residents at Crawley Open House. He's going to share his story and the difficult chapters he's had in his life and how Crawley Open House have made a true difference to him. So we're hearing from Daniel soon. Also, yesterday, as we visited lunchtime, they were serving up lunch, and I got talking to Natalie, who is one of these people that her and her sister decided to go along, design the menu, buy the ingredients, and then serve the meal up. So talking to her, I didn't realise that businesses could do the same. So you can sponsor a lunch. You basically get along there with your team, up to six people, and serve the lunch. What a fantastic way to do a team build. Now, I asked Natalie how she got involved with this.
So I work at a local company that have supported Open House for many years, and I wanted to do something in memory of my mum, and I saw that they had sponsored lunches, so I thought I'd do that. So my sister and I have come today.
So as a business, you can sponsor a lunch. You come along here. I guess you get the ingredients. You come up with the menu.
Yeah, exactly. So if a team at an office wants to take part, up to about six people, they can design the menu as a team. They pay for all the ingredients, and then they have the enjoyment of making it and then serving it out to their guests.
That's a great idea, because it's a bit of a team build. Mm. So you come here with the team, you make the meal, and then you've got the giving back to the community.
Absolutely.
And helping those at Crawley Open House here.
Absolutely. And it's part of your CSR as well, so community responsibility from the company. So it's a really good way to bring teams together. So I'm doing it with my sister, who obviously I know very well.
Yeah.
But yeah, you could come with your team.
Who's the better cook?
Well, as I'm the oldest, I'll say me.
Now, with these things, obviously, you think of the reasons as to why you're doing it. Mm. Have there been any surprises? What sort of struck you? What surprises have come across?
I think what always surprises me when I come here, and I saw it again today, was the range of demographics of people that are here. So it genuinely is true that anybody can leave this surface at any time. And obviously, the pandemic and Gatwick Airport obviously getting smaller, people are now being affected that probably weren't before. Mm. It's great to have a facility like this in the local community that will capture. It's a safety net, isn't it?
And it's interesting. I think sometimes people have this myth that people that are homeless or struggling are a certain reason as to why they're there. And actually, we're all just a few months away from that exact predicament.
Absolutely. The potential for us to be there is so easy. It's the same as refugees. You know, we have a very stable country. Mm. In some countries, it happens just like that.
So tell me, I'm dying to know, what was on the menu today?
Oh, today I kept it very simple. So it's a family favourite, chicken curry with naan breads and rice. And then my daughter wanted to get involved as well, who's a really good cook. So she made lots of chocolate cake and lemon cakes for dessert, which have gone down the dream.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for all your help here at Crawley Open House. Fantastic. And what a brilliant idea to do the sponsored lunches.
Yeah, absolutely. I just think it'll be a really good opportunity for local companies to be able to give back and also do a bit of team building at the same time.
Thank you, Natalie.
Welcome.
For a while there, it was rough.
Supporting local charities, events, and social initiatives
that make a refreshing difference.
So with me now, I've got Daniel, who's one of the residents here at Crawley Open House. Daniel, can you, if you can, share your story of what led you to come across quite hard times?
A few years ago, call it 2000 and I think it was 14, I had a relationship breakdown, and it all started from there, really. Like, I was in and out of jail, in and out of homelessness, and basically, Crawley Open House got me off the streets the very first time and started up my helping me get better from there, where I was getting drug rehabilitated. They've helped me out with getting a residential move on accommodation, which is like a shared house. And then lost that place, ended up back on the streets for about a year again, and then ended up coming back to Crawley Open House. In between these situations, I've always ended up back on the streets, but Crawley Open House have always been there and like picked me back up and brought me back in and rehoused me, because obviously they know this, people need help and they're going to slip, fall or whatever. Yeah, and I've always had a problem with like drugs and things like that, so they've actually helped me with my substance misuse, and I'm actually 4 weeks clean today.
Oh, well done. 4 weeks.
Yeah, four
that's
weeks
brilliant.
Clean, yeah, which is negative for all drugs. I don't.
And if Crawley Open House weren't here,
I'd be back on the streets. I'd be screwed. I'd be, you know, doorway dossing, as they call it, and you know, begging for money. You know, I don't steal from my drugs. It's not something I ever do. But people do that. That's the lifestyle they lead, and you know, everything's just run down, and nothing. No, there's no help, and the only people that have been helping us is the Crawley Open House. If it wasn't,
and there's so many services here.
This building that we're in now is called the hostel. This is the hostel residential side. So these are people that have been off the streets, and I've been in here for like 2 months now, and ever since then, you know, I've got my shower, I've got my TV, and my electric, internet, getting my birth certificate sorted out, you know, ID, driving license,
and having that address also, right? That's usually something that holds people back, is having that address that you can then use.
And that's what it is. I use it as a care of address. This has been my care of address for many years now, and you know, if I didn't have this place, I'd be in such a bankrupt state. Like, I don't know what I'd be able to do with myself.
Crawley Open House do an amazing job. We've just spoken to the lady who's been serving up lunch today. Did you have a good lunch?
Yeah, banging, man. It was chocolate gatto and that, yeah, all sorts of chicken curry as well. But it's all different, like, cuisines. We don't just, like, get one set of people come in. All different people come in from, like, all over the county and do different dinners every other day. So it'd be, like, one staff would do it tonight and then someone would be in tomorrow to do it. So it'd be something special every day. So, you're not just eating the same foods. It's constant.
It's a lovely mix. It's a lovely mix.
And free gym memberships and things like that with them. So they help you get fit and healthy, you know, get you back on your feet. So it's not just about getting off the substances. It's about maintaining a healthy lifestyle, which is what they help as well.
Yeah. And, you know, thank you for sharing your story. It all came about from the relationship breakdown. I think some people feel that, you know, they would never end up on the streets, they'd never end up homeless. And the reality, you used to think that,
yeah,
did you?
Yeah, I used to think it never happened to me.
Yeah, and the reality is we're all just a few weeks away from that predicament.
You're a one paycheck away from being homeless, aren't you? That's what they say.
Yeah, and it's a mixture of events that might happen that lead you into that situation. And it's amazing the work Crawley Open House do in the area. Of course, later we're going to be talking about how people can get involved, donate money, time, help in other ways as well. But yes, that question of if you're in Crawley High Street, Red Hill, Reigate, wherever you are, and you see someone homeless, what's the best way of helping them? Is it buying a coffee? Is it giving food? Is it giving money?
If it was you, what
would you like someone to do for you?
I prefer a bit of both. I mean, I prefer a bit of everything because at least then I can stretch. If it's possible for someone to help me, I mean, it's easier to say, look, I want this, I want that, but, you know, beggars can't be choosers, yeah? So I just basically get what I'm given, really, but I'm grateful for whatever, yeah?
But imagine that time when you're sat on the street and you saw someone coming up.
At the time,
Is it a conversation?
Conversation's all it helps, you know. Sometimes people don't even have the family there to have people to talk to. All my family are up north, so have conversations great, yeah. I've had that a few times where people have just sat and, you know, a bit of love don't go amiss, does it? Goes a long way.
And almost to ask, what would you like right now? You know, sometimes people don't ask that question.
No, they don't.
It a hot drink or some food? How can I help?
People are also, like, quick to judge as well. Like, so when somebody's homeless, they'll be like, oh, he's going to spend it on this or he's going to spend it on that. Because we're obviously being a drummer, you know, Eric's user. Like, I can understand that people think like that. But in the long run, you know, it's a personal choice. If you're going to give something to somebody, you shouldn't really care what they do with it. Because that's the whole point of giving it to somebody. It's more like, as long as
you give without expectation. Yeah. And they will expect too much from it.
You know, if you're going to give it to, as long as it makes that person happy, that's all that really matters, isn't it?
And Daniel, so you're 4 weeks dry. Yeah, very good. Well done. What is your dream now? What would you like to happen?
Get myself off the streets completely, and get myself somewhere permanent, really. Because it's just a vicious cycle, isn't it? Back on the streets, back in... Oh, it's so annoying, man.
And here at the Crawley Open House, you can even train to be a barista as well, that coffee machine.
I'm doing that this afternoon. I'm actually supposed to start at 1 o'clock, but I'm going to do this with you first.
Brilliant. I tell you what, good luck for that. And Daniel, thank you very much for sharing your story. Thank you very much. Take care, Daniel. All the best.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em.
Hey.
So lay a car.
So we're at Crawley Open House, and as you're probably aware, Crawley Open House is tucked just behind Three Bridges Station on Stevenson Way. Now, we've been in the hostel across the road. Right now, we're in the new facility, which is the Resource Centre, opened 18 months ago, and it is an incredible place. Tell me more about this, Ian.
Yeah, thank you. This is two things, really. In the morning, it's a drop-in community centre, really. And so the doors open at 10 o'clock and literally anyone can come in for something to eat, to have a shower, to get some washing done, to charge their phone, to see one of our advice team. So it's genuinely an open house. The afternoon, the drop-in ends and we start a schedule of life skills and job skills classes. So every afternoon there's something. Today's barista skills, as you've seen. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow might be English language. The next day might be cooking. We had a little orchestra in here last week, an interactive orchestra.
Wow.
Helping people. Everybody had a percussion instrument or an instrument. That was good fun. We do IT skills. We do mindfulness. We do a creative writing course.
And these courses, these skills, are available to anyone in the community?
Anybody, yeah. I mean, they're predominantly people living in our hostel or one of the move-on houses or people we've got to know through visiting the resource centre. But, yeah, they're genuinely an open, free resource to anybody. And one of our residents the other day, they said every town should have someone like this. Every town should have a Crawley open house. Most towns around here don't have anything like this.
And congratulations on all the fundraising for this resource centre. There's a lovely list over there of all of the people that have contributed towards this, including Romesh Ranganathan. He's up there as your patron as well.
Yeah, Romesh, a couple of years ago, chose to be our patron. As you probably know, he's from around here and has been brilliant to us. He doesn't want to fuss, and he, behind the scenes, he's been incredibly helpful and incredibly generous. So, yeah, we're very proud to have Romesh as our patron. We don't see much of him because he's so busy, but, for example, with the building of this, he was very generous with the proceeds of one of his tours. All the profit from one of his tours he gave to here. So he came in recently and took a photo of that list, and he said, for once I've done something right, and he took a photo of his name on the list. So
but it's also down to you and the team here. You all work incredibly hard, delivering amazing services and literally changing the lives. We spoke to Daniel earlier, and even that one example, the difference you've made is phenomenal. And, you know, I have to say a big thank you on behalf of the community, because 20 years for you personally, and many, many hours. I think last year, thousands of hours helping the local community across the team.
Yeah, I mean, our biggest asset is our people, really. And we've got 32 staff on the payroll at Open House. So we've got brilliant staff who care, you know, and if you surround people with the care that they need when they're going through a pretty tricky chapter of life, it's amazing the results you can see. We were there when people needed us, and that's what keeps us going, I guess.
Brilliant. And it's amazing work. We've got a break coming up. After the break, Ian, I'm going to ask you about the 10K in May that's coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I want to pick your brains. How can people listening at home get involved, either giving time or money or gifts? In other ways, we'll do that. And also, I'm going to ask you for a memorable story. In all of your time here, there must be one story that comes to mind. You think, wow.
Your local community radio station with a huge heart. Online and serving East Surrey and North Sussex. This is Suzy Radio 103.4 FM.
So, back with Ian. Now, listen, I'm dying to ask this question. Crawley Open House, you've been here 21 years, played a lot of roles. Is there one or two stories you can think of where you've made a real difference? I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of stories, but is there one that comes to your mind that touches you even today?
Yes, there's a few, as you can imagine, and it's there was a guy in Crawley a few years ago who was slightly chaotic, and I was on our outreach team at the time, and he was hard work. He was living in town, and yeah, lots of aggressive begging, lots of shoplifting, lots of just general chaos, and he was very resistant to help. But one day we found him, and he really wasn't well, and we called an ambulance, and he told us not to, but we took the decision that he needed an ambulance, and he was taken to East Surrey. And in East Surrey Hospital, we got a phone call, and he said he wants to see you. And I went up to see him, and he said, I give up. He said, you guys have been trying to help me for donkey's years, and they've told me that I'm lucky to be alive. And he said, when I leave East Surrey, I want to try and get a room at Open House. So that's what happened. He got discharged from East Surrey into Open House and did really well. And we sent him to a rehab in London. We're tied to a rehab in South London. And you kind of forget about people, if I'm honest. But anyway, but probably about a year later, there was a phone call, and they said, there's someone to see you in reception. And there was this gentleman in reception, and he was 12 months sober. And I hardly recognised him because he was looking so well. And he said, Ian, I'm here to hug six people who helped me so much. And he said, you're one of them, and gave me a huge hug. And he was back in Crawley to see his kids for the first time. He had three kids in Broadfield who he wasn't allowed to see all the time. He was a bit of a nightmare. But because he'd done so well, his ex-partner, I think, had allowed him access to see his kids. So he said, I'm in Crawley to see my daughters. But he said, I can't come to Crawley without saying thank you to a few of you at Open House.
And isn't that incredible? So, and it's a testament to the hard work and what you do and the success stories that you bring. I mean, bringing that family back together and access to his three children as well.
Yeah, and he just... We're quite patient. I think sometimes you have to be quite patient with people and play a real long game with people. But eventually we got there with him. And yeah, I do love that story because there's a lot of redemption in there and a lot of, you know, he just accepted that he'd been a bit of a nightmare to us for a long time.
It's also really hard work, right? I mean, yeah, for the person, yeah, they're not choosing to be in the predicament. There's all sorts of issues going on. And it is snakes and ladders, right? Yeah. This journey is snakes and ladders.
I've been down, I've been beat.
Back to you!
So, I'm with Ian at Crawley Open House. If you're listening at home and you want to help, and you've enjoyed these stories this morning, Ian, how can people get involved?
Three things, really. One is we have a lot of lovely volunteers that predominantly help us out in our kitchen. So there's always opportunities to help prepare and serve food in our kitchen. Sometimes there's opportunities to do gardening in our move-on houses, and sometimes in our food warehouse, we, particularly around harvest and Christmas, we get inundated with food and we need people to help us sort it out. So giving people's time is an amazing thing. We always need donations of things, so the sorts of things we always need, we have a relentless need for food. On our website, there's a list of things that we typically run out of. Toiletries, every day we get asked for spray deodorants, and we always seem to run out of that. Okay. Every day we get asked for new socks and underwear. So one of the best gifts anyone can give a homeless shelter is new socks and underwear.
So these are packs of new pants and socks, and especially the resource centre where they pop in, take a shower, they can put some fresh pants and socks on, which is always a nice thing to do.
Exactly. We always like to dignify people with new socks and underwear. So there's a danger that people put on the same clothes they came in with. And if we can offer them a packet of, you know, three Next boxer shorts or Primark socks or whatever, that's just a lovely gift to give people. So... we always need good quality clothes, so clean, decent condition clothes we give out every day. We're always running out of sleeping bags. We take crockery and small kitchen utensils if we're putting someone into a new flat. Quite often they need a sort of pack of stuff to get them started.
Yeah. Okay. And of course, on your website, if someone wants to just donate money, you've got the 1 in 1,000, and you can make a one-off donation as well. Can you tell us more about the ways that people can give money?
Yeah, we started 1 in 1,000 when we faced a bit of a funding crisis in 2018, when the council threatened to pull our funding, and loads of people said, how can we help? And we set up the 1 in 1,000 scheme, which we were trying to get 1,000 people to give regularly, monthly, to our work. And we're up to about 400, I think. People give from £3 a month to much larger sums. And we love that because it allows us to sort of budget and plan accordingly. But you find details of that on our website. But quite a lot of people, give one-off gifts. They say, we've had a cake sale at work and we've got 50 quid for you, which is always an amazing privilege. Some people say, I'm running the Brighton Half Marathon and we'd love to do it for you guys. So, you know, there's loads of ways of... Lots of companies are very generous in match funding. You know, if you work for quite a lot of companies and raise £100, then the company will add another 100 quid. So there's loads of ways of helping. I'm uncomfortable asking for money, but we have to because we're a charity.
Absolutely.
And last year we had to find over £500,000 to keep this place going. So it would be remiss of us not to say that, you know, financial help is always really, really welcome.
So if you're listening at home, you can head to crawleyopenhouse.co.uk. All the details are there.
Right.
And if you're a business and you feel like doing a corporate event, serving lunch, designing a menu, getting the ingredients, and then coming here for a team build, that is a fantastic idea as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's become quite a thing. As you saw, we had a company in today, two ladies, and it kind of works for the company as a little team builder, but also it works for us because we get a really lovely lunch. They interact with some of the people living in the hostel, and it works on lots of levels. So, yeah, talk to us about the kitchen takeovers.
Ian, I want to thank you for your time today. Thanks for being so welcoming, and I'm looking forward to take part in the 10K run on the 12th of May.
Amazing. Going to hold you to that. Yeah, thank you. Thanks
Cheers,
so
Ian.
Much.
Thanks
Cheers.
A lot.
The Susie Sunday